Welcome to the chapter on IaaS Information Security Education and Training. In this chapter, we'll try to cover and understand why there's a special focus on information security training and education for everyone. So in this chapter, we'll get introduced by, look at the scope, roles and responsibilities of senior management in the training thing, what kind of organization structure is required, what kind of communication strategy is important to ensure that people are trained and educated on information security. Other issues related to organization information security education program and information security awareness and recent trends, and then we'll summarize it. So security breaches are, you have two type of breaches that are taking place. One is an external breach and one is an internal breach. The data for last few years are showing that internal breach or insider threat is much, much more than the external breach or external threat. As a result of this, therefore the focus has become more internal first and then external subsequently. Now breaches can be both intentional and non-intentional, posing various levels of risk to the organization. So what happens is that while the breach does take place, but the intent of the person doing the breach, it may not be to take any advantage of it, but just to show that the breach is possible, or by chance the breach took place. Therefore, it's important, the risk for both this is very different. And importantly, because insider threat is becoming more and more, and people and users, end users especially, are becoming an important part of the entire information security ecosystem. Therefore, it's very crucial to provide knowledge to employees and third-party service providers and stakeholders. So the goal of training is to prevent non-intentional breaches through informed and educated individuals. Implementation of best policies and procedures is therefore essential to safeguard against intentional breaches. Now, robust policies and procedures aim to make intentional breaches difficult for malicious actors, and the emphasis is on immediate detection of intentional breaches to maintain or to minimize potential damage. So there is one element of it which is technology. So technology will help to get into it, but more important, people also play an important part, and if people are well trained, then obviously this minimizes the risk. The strategy therefore involves a holistic approach that combines education, policies and procedures for comprehensive protection. Now information security education is referred to an awareness towards the possible risk and protection mechanism when involved in IT operations or activity based on these operations. Investing in this knowledge and skills of the employees is imperative to foster a security conscious culture and mitigate the risk associated with cyber threats. So it is preferable, recommended that you invest to increase the awareness and the skills of employees so that they foster a security conscious culture, and this by itself mitigates a lot of some smaller risk in cyber threats. Through education, what happens is the employees gain a comprehensive understanding of risk, best practices for safeguarding sensitive information, and the latest cybersecurity trends. So as you can imagine, that this education may not be one time, but it has to be continuous process in the organization. So there are two main categories of audience to such an education. One is a facilitator. So who are facilitators? Facilitator is a group of person, operators or companies who are involved in providing predefined service or pre-agreed product or pre-agreed outcome of operations are called facilitators. Now, companies providing such products, outcomes to their employees, third party and all other involved in verification and audit of such facility come under the category of facilitators. So there is a requirement of extensive information security training and education to them, so that the risk due to human error is mitigated to minimum level. These people are responsible for information security and may be liable for damage and compensation in case of a loss to customer. The second group which forms under this is the customers. Now, customers are beneficiaries of facilities and do not have any explicit responsibility for information security failure on their part. However, it is in the benefit of the facilitators and users as well if they follow certain information security practices. Some organizations also run campaigns to raise customer awareness about various fraud-related issues. In fact, RBI runs a campaign, SBI, SEBI runs a campaign, a lot of companies run the campaign to protect their customers from malicious actors in the cybersecurity threat. So a combined effort, therefore, is needed to generate a standard understanding of evolving fraud scenarios, reaching a larger customer base. And it is important to educate all stakeholders, employees, customers, law enforcement personnel, how to respond to complaints and the media for accurate information dissemination. Now, what is the scope of information security education and training? Information security covers very wide area, which starts with an IT asset and covers up to the human asset. In this entire chain of information security, human is the strongest as well as the weakest link, and it is very essential to provide regular training and awareness to people. Now, any device can be configured once and it will continue to behave in a such same way till its lifetime. However, this does not hold true for human as the person is involved. So there are various ways in which awareness can be spread to employees. One is the awareness emailers on regular intervals. So sending awareness emailers on the email IDs of the employees ensures that from organization side, you are informing them about the latest security, fraud scenarios, etc. And they how to protect themselves is given there. There are banners, posters in highly visible areas like cafeteria, lobby, etc., which can be used. You can have annual mandatory e-learning programs, which will ensure that people are updated. And there are organizations where phishing campaigns, means purposefully launching a campaign to get your data, is launched and the learn methods are taken from there. Some of the organizations also ensure that there is a classroom-based learning methodology. So what are the roles and responsibilities of senior management? So obviously, this could be one-off exercise unless it is promoted by senior management, and therefore the role and responsibility of senior management becomes very important. So there needs to be a commitment from senior management towards the process of consumer education and initiatives which the organization takes by providing adequate resources, evaluating the effectiveness of the process, and fine-tuning and improving customer education measures as an ongoing process. The second is this senior management team should also be responsible for policy development, resource allocations, risk assessment, regulatory compliance, leadership support, and communication. Organization structure. Now, obviously, when one does information security training programs and reaching out to employees or customers or anyone else, it has to be done with a proper plan, and therefore a structure becomes important. Now, therefore, and structure has to be adequately resourced with people, with budgets, with kind of programs that they want to run. So for this, it is desired that the program should establish a clear goal for the end point in consultation with all the key stakeholders. Clearly defined roles and responsibilities and accountabilities for this program. They should communicate in an open, honest, clear, and timely manner. They should allow for flexibility in approaches to suit different stakeholder needs and support with training and development to ensure change in behavior and culture. They should support the team with training and development to ensure a change in behavior and culture, and learn from previous and ongoing experience and celebrate achievements. What kind of communication strategy is found normally in such programs? So, security awareness means understanding the threats to sensitive personal information and corresponding protective measures that you have in place. It is a fundamental element of organization education strategy. aim to influence the attitude, behavior, and practice of the target audience, which is their customer, general public, or employee. Now, awareness initiative should be ongoing, employing diverse delivery methods, like you could have email, SMSs, contest, and so on and so forth, and less formal and shorter than structured training programs. The primary goal of awareness presentation is to draw attention to security matters, enabling individuals to identify concern and respond appropriately. In awareness activity, the learner is a passive recipient of the information. What are the suggestive approaches towards awareness program? So there are three main stages in development of awareness program. One is planning and design. Awareness programs can be successful only if users feel the content is in their interest and is relevant to their organizational need. So in the planning stage, the needs of the target audience should be identified, a plan developed, organizational buy-in and appropriate budgets operated, and priorities established. The work plan should clearly mention the main activities with the required resource, timelines, and milestone. Now, this plan must be reviewed periodically as the program progresses and corrective actions to be taken to change in case anything requires to be changed. Execution and management. Now, this process focuses on the activities to implement the awareness program. A suitable vendor should be engaged for content creation and publication. Evaluation and course correction is the third step. So continuous improvement cannot occur without knowing how the existing program is working. So therefore, a well-calibrated feedback strategy must be designed and implemented. So what are the continuous improvement steps involved? So for the continuous improvement, following steps are involved. You establish a working group. You nominate team members. You establish baseline for evaluation. Define goals and objectives. Review work plans, gather data, then you define your target group, launch and implement the activities, collect feedback on communication, identify human and material resources that are required, and document the learnings. And using the learnings, again go for establishing baseline and see how far are you from the baseline and what needs to be done to reach there. Evaluate potential solution, review program objectives, select desired solution, prepare work plans and checklist, define communication concept, define indicators to measure progress. Target audience. See, it is very important to understand that the material content, whatever you're preparing or you want to execute, whom are you trying to address? If you randomly just push it out in the market, then there is so much overload of content that no one even will look at it. So you must have some kind of target audience in mind. And once you have identified your target audience, you should know their need analysis. What are they looking for? Why would they see your content? And having done this exercise, then you prepare your awareness program. So therefore, in short, it is recommended that the awareness program be customized for the specific audience. And therefore, important to identify and segment the target users of the program. Now, the target groups for these programs can be organizational customers, organizational employees and consultants, law enforcement agencies like police, judiciary and consumer forums, fraud risk professionals, media personnel, channel partners and suppliers, general public of varying age and technical knowledge like children, youth, adults, senior citizens and silver surfers. Stakeholder support. So building consensus among decision makers and stakeholders for financial and administrative support is important for the program. In this respect, both the fixed and variable cost needs to be identified, and this will include people cost, operational cost, awareness material creation, advertisement, promotion and maintenance of websites in case you are doing through a website. The common objectives of the awareness program will be to provide a focal point and a driving force for a range of awareness, training and educational activities. Provide general and specific information about fraud risk trends, types or controls to people who need to know. Help consumers identify areas vulnerable to fraud attempts and make them aware of their responsibility in relation to fraud prevention. Motivate individuals to adopt recommend guidelines of practice. Create a stronger culture of security with better understanding and commitment. help minimize the number and extent of incidents, thus reducing cost directly, that is in fraud losses, and indirectly reduce need to investigate. Concept of communication. Now, communication is crucial for success of any awareness program, as we all know. The key element of effective communications are ability to reach out with broad audience who can contribute to the multiplier effect or to maximize the reach of the message. Not to be alarming or overly negative about a situation. If an issue or risk needed to be detailed, it is often easier for audience to understand in the context of the real world experience. Deliver the right message content to the right audience using the most effective communication channel. The message should state the risk and threats facing the user, why it is relevant to them, what to do and what not to do, and finally how to be protected. The message should be compelling and clearly state why security is important. Users who understand why certain types of behavior are risky are most likely to take ownership of the issue and change their behavior. The content of the communication. The message through these communications would carry information related to various fraud in general, with specific focus on electronic frauds through fake website, phishing, skimming, and emails. In the context of IS frauds, the message basically aims to educate individuals on the risk associated with engaging with counterfeit websites, the deceptive techniques employed in phishing attempts, the dangers of skimming devices, the potential threats embedded in the fraudulent emails. By providing specific insight into these information security fraud methods, the awareness program intends to empower recipients with the knowledge needed to identify and thwart such malicious activities. Awareness building collaterals can be created in the form of leaflet and brochures, education material in account opening kits, safety tips in checkbooks, PIN, account statement and envelope, receipts dispensed by ATMs, DVDs with animated case studies and videos, etc. You can have screensavers, electronic newsletter, SMS text, record messages played during waiting period of mobile commerce call. The collateral should be created in regional language wherever required. Communication channel, you could go through an advertising campaign, although it's expensive but important for your image, through print and TV media. You can have a talk shows on television, radio. You have customer meets and interactive session with specialists. Common website developed with content from all stakeholders. You could have online training modules and demos hosted on this site. Groups, games and profiles on social media. Advertisement on online shopping sites, billboards, posters in prominent locations such as petrol pumps and popular restaurants, interactive guidance in the form of helplines, ATM screens, emailers, SMS texts, distance learning programs and demos. The communication channels, the message delivered, the channel used and the sender message should be influential and creditable. Otherwise, target or group may be less inclined to listen. An effective way to deliver the message would be use of multipliers that can help communicate to broad range of audience. A few examples of such body could be community centers, schools and colleges, computer and bookstores, library, NGO, clubs, adult education centers, and so on. Research and analysis. A research group should be formed to continually update the team with the latest trend and involving modus operandi. The team would maintain a repository of materials such as case studies, sample emails, sample of fraudulent documents, data collected from victim or targets of fraud, international practices and development. Evaluation. So evaluate the effect of various campaigns for specific target group. Scan can be measured through qualitative, which is through focus groups or interview, or quantitative with questionnaire, omnibus surveys, research. Evaluation against metric performance objective should also be conducted to check the campaign effectiveness and to establish lesson learned to improve future initiatives. Other issues relating to organization IS programs, apart from regular education efforts, when new operating feature or functions, particularly those related to security, integrity, and authentication, are being introduced, organizations should ensure that the customer employees have sufficient instruction and information to be able to properly utilize them. Continuous education and timely information provided to customers will help them to understand security requirements and take appropriate steps in reporting security problems. What are the recent trends? It is essential that the end user security awareness program is made interesting and current as per industry trends. It must cover below mentioned aspects: security incident which might have occurred in organizations and learnings from it, detailing of any external attack published on print or digital media like leakage of personal data from reputed organizations, importance of data privacy regulation and associate penalties, experience from industry speaker who has worked, participated in information security and investigation, latest organization policies and accessibility of it, things to consider related to information security while employees traveling overseas. To summarize, educating employees, third-party service provider, and stakeholder is vital for preventing unintentional security breaches. Providing comprehensive knowledge fosters a vigilant workforce, actively contributing to maintain a secure environment. Information security education plays a pivotal role in cultivating a security-conscious culture within the organization. A security-conscious culture within the organization is a must. Organizations need to invest in employees' knowledge and skills, establishing a collective commitment to cybersecurity. Training programs should go beyond theory, equipping staff with practical skill to implement effective security measures in day-to-day activities. The investment in information security education and training is a strategic imperative to fortify defenses against escalating digital threats. Education enhances the capabilities of employees, contributing to the establishment of resilient and security-focused organization culture. So all this, if you do, it builds the capability of employees, builds their knowledge, and therefore helps in setting up a resilient and security-focused organization culture. So with this, we come to the end of this chapter. Thank you.